Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
But don't give a f***.
It's Freedom Friday for this segment where we feature social media giants and great voices out there who are challenging the left, bringing the truth each and every day. And these are voices you normally will never hear on a mainstream radio or TV station because it normally doesn't fit the narrative of what they want to hear. These are voices in the wilderness in some cases. If you're not out on these social media platforms or connected to them in some way, these are voices that you wouldn't hear. This young lady, she appeared on my feed, I think, on X probably about a month ago. And I just kind of started following her. And she's young. She's probably in her mid-20s. She doesn't give her age, but she calls herself a verbal sniper. She is a total defender of the Constitution. She's well-educated, and I really liked her in the last week since the Charlie Kirk death. She's posted probably four videos, but this one in particular that goes after Jimmy Kimmel is outstanding, folks. She gives a civic lesson to everybody listening, the difference between the First Amendment rights and personal accountability. That there's a distinct difference between the two. So her name, so everybody can listen to her, go out and find her, Alexandra Lanes. She's only got about 81, 82,000 followers on X. You'll find her at Real Alex Lanes, and that's L-A-I-N-S, Alexandra Lanes. You'll find her. She is on fire right now and so on top of this whole Jimmy Kimmel situation, where she calls out the fact that ABC is doing what's right in the terms of accountability. Let's let her tell you the case. About a minute 20, you're going to love her. Here she is.
I am a big fan of free speech. Whether I agree or disagree with you, everyone has a right to speak their mind. However, freedom of speech does not equal freedom from consequences. And when you go on national television spewing misinformation and contributing to the rhetoric that got Charlie Kirk killed, you don't get a free pass. Jimmy Kimmel saying the MAGA gang was trying to claim the shooter was anything more than one of us. Well, he wasn't one of us. He was one of you. When you lie like that on the public airwaves, there are going to be consequences. No, I don't feel bad for you. All this crying over fascism and authoritarianism and freedom of speech is under attack. Give me a break. Where were you when Roseanne Barr was fired? Or Gina Carano? Or when Biden worked with the DOJ and FBI to censor and ban conservatives for nothing more than our beliefs? Where were you when Twitter banned the sitting president of the United States? Oh, you were either celebrating or silent. If Jimmy was arrested and prosecuted for what he said on the show, that would be a free speech violation. His employer pulling him off the air, that is not. What was the line that you guys threw in our faces? Oh, private companies can do whatever they want. Funny how the tune changes when the medicine you've been forcing down our throats finally starts to come back and bite you. You are not suspended for your comedy, though you probably should be, because you're not very funny. You were suspended for lying and basically causing division in a time where people are being gunned down for their beliefs. This is what accountability looks like. It's finally time you start to understand what it feels like.
Oh, yeah. Her name, Alexandra Lanes, and she speaks really, really fast. She like really gets upset. In some of the videos, she just keeps going. But you'll enjoy her content. She put out a really heartfelt one last week, shortly after the news of the Charlie Kirk death, where she gets rather emotional, but her message was point on. She is very Christian. She makes no bones about it, that she loves Jesus Christ and very devout in her Catholic faith. But other than that, she is, as she calls herself, a verbal sniper. And she's well-versed. She knows constitutional law. She clearly has a college degree. She says she's an actress and a musician, but you certainly can tell that she comes from a point of strong education. So Alexandra Lanes, that's L-A-I-N-S. You need to go out there and check her out. Good message, though, right? I mean, I think the key point to her message there is that private companies can still hold people accountable. That has nothing to do with your First Amendment right. If you violate their decency clauses, which he clearly did by you know, making this into some political issue with Charlie Kirk, instead of letting the tragedy be what it was and keep it out of your monologue and your comedy bit, he had a very clear choice to make. And instead, he chose to tell a lie, saying that this shooter and insinuated that this shooter was a right-wing MAGA member, and then to go on and say, oh, and they're just trying to score political points. Well, that's not necessary, and ABC felt it was completely out of bounds at a time of national mourning for a guy when millions and millions of people are mourning the death of Charlie Kirk. You just don't do it. And that's what he was fired for. He was not fired for a First Amendment right. He's clearly nobody. The First Amendment is the government shall not interfere in your speech, right, Ryan? I mean, that's what it doesn't say anything about consequences if you say something bad, that the community and society at large can come after you for really bad ideas.
Yep, and we've seen instances of that during COVID is a great example of it. Even here in St. Louis, if you remember, in the county, they had the tattletale line. If you saw someone that was disobeying or talking bad about the vaccine or not distancing properly, even if it was on their own property or going to a church service.
Yeah, too many people over for Thanksgiving. Remember that?
Too many people. Yeah. So, or, you know, in general, if you criticize the government during that time too, man, did they find a way to try to nail you?
But and that was a violation because that was the government interfering with free speech. That's what the First Amendment protects. It doesn't say anything about a company can't come after you for saying bad things.
Let's point out, too, during the Obama administration, in same line with the First Amendment, is when they use the IRS to go after Christian organizations, nonprofits, and basically was denying their nonprofit status and only exclusively to Christian organizations and using the IRS to do so. That's a First Amendment violation. You didn't see the Kimmels or anyone else of the world defending them then. So, again, it's more or less they have to find a way to hate on Trump differently and bang on a different drum. And they just found this drum, which is Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah. And although Carr from the FCC came out and said that this kind of hate speech needs to stop, he never forced ABC to do anything. And if they did, where's that evidence? Where's that fact? Because that's what all of the right or the left is screaming about now. The left is all saying that this was Trump and his administration forcing ABC to do this. Really? Bob Iger got forced? Wouldn't Bob Iger be the first to tell you that he got a call from the FCC chair and that's why he had to do this? If indeed that happened, because Bob Iger's no fan of Donald Trump. Bob Iger did this and allowed his folks at ABC, because he is the president now, again, of Disney and ABC. But he allowed them to can Jimmy Kimmel, probably number one on economic issues. They were not going to lose all those affiliate stations. And kudos to Nexstar and Sinclair for stepping up, going, we're not going to air this guy if you continue to put this hate out there at a time of national mourning. But if indeed this was driven by the Trump administration in any shape or form, I promise you ABC and Bob Iger would get that leaked out. But they don't have that evidence. No one's giving you how Trump made this happen. They just are saying Donald Trump is out there firing people. Really? Okay. Where's your facts? Where's your information that says that Donald Trump made a phone call to Bob Iger, said fire this guy? And Bob Iger kowtowed to the president. It just didn't. It hasn't happened. Has he said that some of these networks need to be held accountable for this stuff? Yeah. Has Carr, the head of the FCC, come out and said that this kind of hate speech has got to be curbed on public broadcasting stations? Yeah, he has said that. But no action, no edicts, no executive orders, no laws, no fines coming down from the FCC. Right? Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, it would be like, I'm trying to think of an example of this, but imagine if you're a big food distributor, and I don't want to name any because it's just a hypothetical, and let's say you distribute chicken, and you give all the chicken to all your distributors across the country, and all the them, they send it out to their people, their restaurants, or whatever, and then you find out the chicken's poison. And you're like, okay, we got to stop this. We got to stop sending the chicken out to these distributors. And then everyone's saying, you're doing it because Trump told you to stop doing it. Well, no, it's because it's poison. And we don't want a bunch of people in the liability associated with sending poison chicken to all of our distributors across the country. In a way, it's kind of like that. I think they realized very quickly the backlash was not worth it. And they don't want to put the affiliates at risk because they're the ones picking up this programming and paying for it and paying a lot of money for it. And they don't want to be paying for something that's poison.
Yeah. And all the people on the left, all the politicians we had to hear from in the last 48 hours is they completely ignore what he said or the appropriateness of what he said. It's just First Amendment, screaming, you know, Trump intervention, trying to quiet Americans who disagree with him. Well, what about what he said? Are you defending that it's okay to go out and knowingly lie after clearly the guy was not from the right and he still allowed that taped show to go on the air even though he knew he said that? Do you think that's okay? That people can just go on and make a blatant lie and then also, you know, take pot shots at the president and saying he doesn't care? When he misheard the question from the reporter because Marine One was roaring behind him and he didn't know the question was about Charlie. And he said, oh, this is a stage of mourning by the president. Yeah, construction of his projects around the White House. Like, clearly the president didn't hear the question appropriately. And you are going to go out there and take a pod shot and cheap shot. And again, make Charlie Kirk a part of your monologue, your comedy monologue. You think this is funny. You think that somehow people should laugh at this horrific murder that we all witnessed on a college campus. That's what all of these left people are ignoring of. Do you still think that it was an appropriate comment? And he's doubling down. He hasn't apologized, has he?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.